WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. New details are coming to light following the deadly explosion at a munitions factory 60 miles southwest of Nashville. Officials say 19 people are missing and feared dead. Here's Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis.
Can confirm that we do have some that are deceased, but we're going to go back, notify these families, and let these families know what's going on.
The worst day on Wall Street since April. CBS's Jason Brooks says things were fine until a social media post appeared.
Stocks took a quick and deep dive into negative territory after President Trump posted on Truth Social that China is becoming very hostile with its move to increase restrictions on rare earth exports, with the president threatening to retaliate with massive tariff increases on Chinese goods.
The Dow closed down almost 2%. Two former secretaries of state are giving their take on the peace deal between Israel and Hamas.
Hillary Clinton calls the peace deal a major breakthrough in diplomacy.
I really commend President Trump.
The former Obama administration Secretary of State tells CBS News now comes the next steps. Former Bush administration Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says she's pleased 200 American military personnel will go to Israel to help.
We will have capabilities to help in getting people there, getting the humanitarian assistance organized.
Long-term steps would include rebuilding Gaza and assuring Hamas never returns to the region. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
American University in Washington is welcoming furloughed federal workers today.
We're here today because we both worked for USAID, and we were ripped in July.
John Spears is participating in this Classes Without Quizzes program with his wife, Margaret.
Looking forward to today, learning about some new things. It ranges from artificial intelligence to management techniques.
We have over 500 people registered for today.
Molly Love with AU's School of Public Affairs.
I think people are eager and excited to learn and be back into the classroom setting.
Alan Etter for CBS News, Washington.
The Trump administration has begun notifying federal employees in a wide range of agencies today that they'll be fired as the shutdown continues. National Guardsmen have been patrolling in one of Tennessee's biggest cities.
Guard members first arrived in Memphis 2 weeks ago, but today is the first day they've been seen on the streets. Some troops were spotted outside of Bass Pro Shops posing for photos with visitors. Memphis's police chief has asked that the Guard have a presence in retail corridors and help direct traffic. Democratic Mayor Paul Young has said he wants the troops to help local police target violent offenders, not scare or intimidate the general public.
The NASDAQ down almost 3.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The high school football playoffs will hit different this year across Wisconsin. Jimmy Koska has more.
October is the start of high school football playoffs, and this season, for the first time, teams will qualify using a new system. Wisconsin Football Coaches Association President Brian Kaminsky said that the new system rewards you for beating teams. The A-player playoff bracket was announced last Saturday, with the 11-player playoff bracket to be announced this Saturday. In addition to figuring out who makes the playoffs, the new system also seeds each team and assigns them geographically between four regions.
An opportunity for anglers in Racine this weekend. The DNR is inviting people to explore the state's trout and salmon fishery operation at the Root River Steelhead facility. The event is tomorrow, with the place opening its doors for a free family-friendly event. Visitors can take guided tours to see how fish are captured and eggs collected for hatchery programs. Groups like Salmon Unlimited and Southeast Wisconsin Trout Unlimited will offer hands-on demos. Our Racine tradition dating back to 1929 is kicking off its annual effort. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is kicking off their seasonal drive to help local kids get gifts this holiday season. Families looking to apply for help can do that in person at the City Hall Annex through December 9th. Police say a 29-year-old Racine man fired up to 18 shots at an Uber car's driver, then called the cops himself. Christian Cooley was arrested after the confession and said he thought he was in danger after a verbal argument last Thursday in Racine. No one was hurt, but the car was riddled with bullet holes. Cooley faces charges of reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. The Brewers lost in Chicago, blowing a two-game lead as the series is now tied 2-2. Tomorrow's Game 5 in Milwaukee starts at 7:08 p.m. The winner will advance to face the Dodgers in the NLCS. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddie Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet. Got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And partly sunny for tomorrow, a slight chance of rain. Highs in the mid-60s. Sunshine returns for Sunday. Temps in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees for a high. Currently at 64 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one. One in every 28 children in the U.S. has one parent behind bars. Thing number two. The first city to reach a population of 1 million was London. Thing number three. Giraffes hum. And thing number four, each year more than 24,000 home fires are started by clothes dryers. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine.
your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a road.
Time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Whew. They're making it interesting, aren't they? Another game coming up this Saturday night against the Cubs. It's do or die for both teams. Winner takes all, and winner advances to the National League Championship Series. So, Brewers baseball, this Saturday night, first pitch at 7:08. We'll have the pregame for you about 6:30 or so this Saturday night here on WRJN. Baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with Rainbow Rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
From 1957, it's the Everly Brothers and Bye Bye Love on WRJN. Now, interesting thing about that song is it reached number 2 on the pop chart and number 1 on the country chart.
Skip the life and then go.
Home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN and your trusted source for local news just got even stronger. WRJN and the Racine County Eye are now working together to deliver the most complete local coverage in Racine County. Hear it on WRJN. Read about it at RacineCountyEye.com. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An opportunity for anglers in Racine this weekend. The DNR is inviting people to explore the state's trout and salmon fishery operation at the Root River Steelhead facility. The event is tomorrow, with the place opening its doors for a free, family-friendly event. Visitors can take guided tours to see how fish are captured and eggs collected for hatchery programs. Groups like Salmon Unlimited and Southeast Wisconsin Trout Unlimited will offer hands-on demos, including fly casting and boat exhibits. The high school football playoffs will hit different this year across Wisconsin. Jimmy Koska has more.
October is the start of high school football playoffs, and this season, for the first time, teams will qualify using a new system. Wisconsin Football Coaches Association President Brian Kaminsky said that the new system rewards you for beating good teams.
You're getting rewarded for beating good teams a little bit more than just saying, boy, if you have four wins, you're in the playoffs or whatever it might be. So now it's not only wins, but it's quality wins.
Kaminsky said that the plan was rapidly approved by the WIAA with strong support from coaches around the state.
We had great support by the coaches, right? We had over 400 out of 420 head coaches respond. And I think it was like 88-89% of the coaches were all in favor of this.
The A-player playoff bracket was announced last Saturday, with the 11-player playoff bracket to be announced this Saturday. In addition to figuring out who makes the playoffs, the new system also seeds each team and assigns them geographically between four regions, a process that used to be done in the past by humans with the aid of computer formulas. Teams also know which division they are playing in at the start of the season. In the past, the divisions were set by dividing the qualifying teams equally between divisions the day after the regular season ended. You can see the playoff qualifying report for football and details on the new playoff qualification system on the WIAA website.
Tis the season for Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots. The longtime Racine County tradition is getting ready to help area kids. Registration is now open for the program, which provides gifts for kids at Christmas. Families can sign up at the City Hall Annex on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Organizers say you'll need proof of residency, photo ID, and documents for each child. Special sign-up days are planned for tomorrow and other dates in November and December. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And partly sunny for tomorrow, a slight chance of rain. Highs in the mid-60s. Sunshine returns for Sunday. Temps in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees for a high. Currently at 64 degrees.
WRJN.
for the second show.
On WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. By the way, I want to thank one more time. I want to thank Cindy Huber and Chris Morrow who filled in for me while I was gone. I'm very glad to be back. But before I left for vacation, I had a chance to talk with Diane Carlson. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council, and she was talking about this concert that's going on tomorrow night. This is going to be one you do not want to miss. It's called The Violins of Hope. And it's going to take place at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine tomorrow night. This is what Diane Carlson had to say about it.
Racine Symphony Orchestra is presenting one of the absolutely most special events of the season on October 11th. Violins of Hope will take the stage at First Presbyterian Church on Saturday, October 11th. They've dubbed this a once-in-a-lifetime event, and I don't think that's hyperbole this time. This is a concert of remembrance as well as resilience. It's a profound evening of reflection. So the Violins of Hope are a collection of instruments that were once played by Jewish musicians during the Holocaust. They've all been lovingly restored to original condition. Of course, in the midst of World War II, Germany battled across Europe and the Holocaust was taking place. And during that time, Jewish prisoners and other Jews targeted by the Nazis played violins in the ghettos and the concentration camps. Mm-hmm. Some musicians were forced to play, but others played as a form of resistance. Their musical instruments bore witness to this atrocity. And these violins now share their music again as a symbol of hope. This moving performance honors the past while inspiring compassion in our present. The Violins of Hope have been brought to our area by the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra. We are so fortunate to be able to share them right here in Racine.
These are the actual instruments.
These are the actual instruments dating back to that period.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. So get there early for the pre-concert talk at 6:30. The concert's at 7:30. And once again, the event is on Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are $45 and are on sale now. Students are just $5. Tickets and more information is on their website at racinesymphony.org.
All right, that's Diane Carlson. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. That is a don't miss concert for sure, and that's tomorrow night. Again, racinesymphony.org is the website.
much, but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, your home for Green Bay Packer football. Well, Packers are coming off their bye week after that kind of deflating tie the week before.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Packers are going to take on the Bengals this Sunday. The kickoff is at 3:25. You can hear it right here on WRJN. Packer football brought to you in part by Anton Painting, by Jeff Constanzo, LLC and Home Improvement, and by Vessel Services. See the entire sports schedule online at WRJN.com.
That's why I love my Green Bay Packers.
Packer football this Sunday and all season long on WRJN.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lane's Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lane's on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now.
as WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. I'm Kurt Vollman. I'm not bitter about this at all. I swear I'm not bitter about this at all. But we were on a cruise ship for about 9 days, and we played a lot of music trivia. That they would play a clip of a song, and you had to come up with the name of the song and the artist. And we would have won. We came in second place. We would have won if they had counted this correctly. The name of this next song is Honky Tonk Women by the Rolling Stones. And a lot of the folks said Honky Tonk Woman. That's not correct. And they said, nope, we'll count it. They said, we'll count it. So we came in second place and not first. I'm not bitter at all, I swear.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. He's a honky tonk woman. Give me the honky tonk blues. I laid a devil flame in New York.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We've learned that an explosion this morning at a munitions plant about 60 miles southwest of Nashville has taken a terrible toll. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis.
I can tell you right now that we're looking for 19 individuals.
CBS's Nicole Valdez is there.
He said, this is one of the most devastating scenes that I've ever seen in my 36-year career as sheriff. That was really something that he struggled to even get out as he looked over to his left and saw what I counted to be maybe two dozen people. Those are family members who are still here waiting for news of their loved ones.
People who live miles away from the plant said they felt the explosion. A tough day on Wall Street. Stocks had been gaining until President Trump posted on social media a threat to sharp